Visitors to the Last Chance Mining Museum are often enamored by the huge machinery, antique homesteader tools, and a photograph of a miner holding a lit fuse of dynamite. But Gary Gillette and Renee Hughes joke those aren't the only relics.
I tell people sometimes that we're just one of the artifacts.
Gary has lived in this building for decades. The first time I stopped by the museum, I was curious about the stairs leading up to what appeared to be a small apartment overlooking the interior of the warehouse. Imagine a kind of house inside a building. It's the home of Gary, Renee, and a fluffy white dog named Galena. The couple have a view from their kitchen sink like no one else. When Gary and Renee scrub pots and pans, they're looking through a window back in time to the epicenter of the AJ mine, which started operations in Juneau around 1914. The building is actually owned by the city and borough of Juneau. Gary, who's an architect and interested in historic preservation, became its caretaker in 1983.
Took a look at it and it was pretty dismal.
Gary has a unique arrangement with the city. He's put in sweat equity and helped run the nonprofit. In exchange, he's gotten a roof over his head, a roof that he helped install. When he first moved in, he says the building was hardly designed to be a home. The windowless living space was only accessible by climbing up a ladder.
You couldn't even stand in it. It was sloped roof, so you had to kind of get on your knees and then crawl into bed.
So Gary settled into what could be considered an above-ground man cave and made much-needed repairs to the building. He met Renee in the summer of 1991.
I had come up on vacation. A friend of mine said, go see Glacier Bay. And I had come from New York City, and I was sitting downtown watching Monday Night Football, and in walked Gary, and I thought,
On one of their first dates, the two hiked the Perseverance Trail. Back at the warehouse, Gary made Renee dinner. Her first impression of the bachelor pad?
It was quite different than my pad in New York City, that's for sure.
Gary says he isn't sure his unusual home was what initially won her over.
I had a great cat at the time.
I think it was a little combination of everything. You're a big part of the package.
After 3 months of dating, Renee moved in with Gary. In 1995, they opened the Last Chance Mining Museum to the public. They've now been living here for the past 28 years. Renee admits it isn't always easy having a home that's essentially on display.
Living up here is kind of like living in a fishbowl.
Hello. Hi.
As if on cue, a couple wearing backpacks wander in. The museum isn't open today. Gary and Renee tell them it's fine to poke around outside. They'll be open tomorrow. What catches everyone's eye as they walk through the door is a giant piece of machinery.
I considered the compressor to kind of be the heart and soul because that's what powered all their tools.
It looks like two human-sized wheels set between a long tangle of rope. The electricity came from 2,300 volts generated from the Salmon Creek Dam. But the air is what kept drills running in the mine shafts below. It's one of the innovations that made the AJ so profitable back in the day. It could operate using a relatively inexpensive form of energy.
Have you ever been compelled to, like, flip the switch and turn this thing back on just to see what it does?
You want to?
This is the big switch.
Ready? There you go.
Of course, it's not connected to the electric grid now. Still, Renee doesn't miss an opportunity to enthrall the museum's youngest visitors.
Groups of kids here, I usually find one of the big, tough guys who thinks he's so cool. It's like, come on, let's flip the switch. And they get real close, and I go, and they jump about a foot off the ground. And, you know, it's always fun, and everybody laughs.
But tourists aren't the only guests Renee and Gary think they share this space with. Occasionally, they hear things. One volunteer claimed to have seen a man peeking through a window wearing a miner's helmet and holding a light. Most of the time, Gary and Renee just shrug it off.
We've always felt, well, they're friendly ghosts.
Because we're keeping their place alive and safe and taking care of things. And they, I think, respect that.
Renee and Gary don't have any immediate plans to leave their home at the museum they've created for themselves. They're content to be a small part of the building's history. A specter of a couple sitting outside the warehouse in a porch swing. For AK, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.